Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
We're finally here. The top teams in college basketball have been determined, and the Final Four is set. Looking to wager on these games or the national championship? Head over to betonline.ag on your desktop or your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get started. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all updated odds and info, along with player props and new contests throughout the year. It's the best source for all of your sporting wagering needs, including live betting and everyone's favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so join today. Learn why everyone is saying BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on sports. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today we got an NFL draft prospect special. Today we're going to highlight Alante Taylor, cornerback out of the University of Tennessee. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. Before I get started, I'd like to give special thanks to our producer this morning who's been doing an outstanding job, and Mr. Logan Landers. Now, our guest, as I said before, I said it earlier today, I've been saying it for the last 2 years. If you would have told me that I'd be doing a video or show with a gentleman who I saw play in the 1980 Orange Bowl with my father, Chester Turner. And the guy played at a high level. And I remember a play he made in that game when he came up and put that young man from Hooks, Texas on his butt. Billy Sims, I would have told you, you are insane, you are crazy. But you know what? That's why you got to have faith and you keep God number one in your life. Because things can happen in miracles. The gentleman, what more can I say, played 12 years in the National Football League with one team. Based on how free agency is going, based on what we're seeing of the madness in the National Football League in the last few weeks, this gentleman played for one team 12 years. But what I'm going to remember him about is that he was one of the mainstays behind a football program that nobody ever heard about down there in Tallahassee, Florida, the Florida State Seminoles. This gentleman had a part in putting them on the national level. And that's why Florida State, I consider, still one of the top five programs in the country. And they will be back. So, Royalty, I'm going to bring him up today from his hometown of Delray Beach, Florida. Mr. Bobby Butler, how you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great, Vincent. How you doing today?
Hey, man, I'm fired up. Couldn't be more blessed. The energy level is all over the place. I'm just blessed. Glad to be talking about football. Glad to be talking about these prospects. We got 3 weeks from the 2022 NFL draft. You can relate to that. I know it's an exciting time for all these young people. What more can you say, man?
What an exciting time, man. For all these young men who are looking forward to the 2022 NFL draft, Vincent, if you're in that position, it's always a special thing. There's going to be a lot of guys change their future for them and their families. It's going to be a lot of disappointment. And I'm going to tell you this, it's going to be a lot more disappointment than it is satisfaction because, you know, when you get to this point in your career, you have an expectation. And your agent, your coaches, everybody's telling you what round you're about to go in. And 99% of the time, it's not going to go that way unless you're a top, you know, 30 kid, right? Knowing that you're a top 30 kid. And even that, you know, when you get to the 20th or 30th kid in the draft, you know, they could end up going, you know, slipping to the next round, depending on what happens, you know, with a team and what their needs are. So it can be a lot of frustration, a lot of disappointment. We've seen it over the years with kids sitting at the draft, sitting there waiting on their turn and thought they should have been gone a couple rounds before. But Vincent, I love that. You know why? Because it gives them that hot sauce so when they get to the league, they can turn the dial up and make every team that passed on them wish they had taken him in the draft. So it's a fun time. It's a really good time. You know, regardless of when you get drafted, I can tell you this right now, not a one of those kids has ever made, well, maybe this year with NIL, but normally hadn't made $100,000 in their life, and they're getting ready to become multimillionaires. So that being said, the young man out of Tennessee, Mr. Alante Taylor. Whoo! Hey, listen, I'm going to start off like my boy did. Whoo! Listen, this guy, oh, man, you know, 6 feet, 195 pounds. He's got the size. He's got the length to play outside corner, right? And there's a lot of other things that's going to allow him to be an outside corner. You know, first of all, he runs a 4.36 40. He got the speed, right? The other thing, the way he jams at the line of scrimmage. See, y'all know I pay a lot of attention to how a guy handle a guy at the line of scrimmage. Is he going to get up there and fake like he going to jam? Is he going to bail? Or is he going to lay hands on it? I like guys who going to lay hands on those receivers. This young man right here, he plays very aggressive at the line of scrimmage. Very aggressive. And what I love about him in press man, Vincent, when he's bumping and running, and if you take an outside release, cancel the play. You might as well stop and start the next down. Because this guy not only plays physical at the line, but knows how to squeeze the receiver on that sideline, which gives the quarterback a small window for a completion. I love that about this guy. Hey, man, he was Tennessee's lockdown corner. I mean, they started him out in the boundary at one time, but he was bigger than that. They had to play him to the wide side of the field, Vincent, because he was that dude. He was that dude. But here's what I love about this guy. From an athletic standpoint, he got it. He's got ball skills. He was a great wide receiver in high school. He's got ball skills. He didn't play corner until he set foot on Tennessee campus. Sound like my story, right? And so I love this guy. But here's the X factor with him. He's a three-time All-SEC honor roll honoree and was a member of the SEC Leadership Council his past two seasons. See, it's bigger than just a game. How can I put this guy in my locker room? How can he help my organization? Well, he checks off several boxes, not just on the field, but with his character, with his leadership ability. Hey, man, when Tennessee lost a game down in Florida, his leadership helped rally that team after that game. His leadership. So, look, man, he's got more going for him than just playing football on the field. He's going to be a great guy in the classroom. When we start talking about studying tape, when we start talking about studying personnel, this guy's going to be a leader in the classroom. And I promise you, Vincent, when you get to that level, the game become easy. You don't need a 4.3 40 no more. you can run a 4.6 4.7 like some of the great ones, like Everson Walls, right? And be an NFL Hall of Fame player. So here's what I love about him. He's a lockdown corner, all right? He was one of the best corners in the SEC.
I said, best conference in football.
He's one of the best corners in the SEC.
Best conference in football.
Best conference in football, right? I love that. But here's the other stuff about him. He plays with pain. Now, you don't see that a lot these days. Everybody raises their hand to come out the game when they get a little something. Not this guy. He knows how to play through pain, right? Like I told you before, I like him press coverage on the line of scrimmage and bump and run. But also in cover two, Vincent, this guy is going to reroute the receiver. He's the safety's best friend in cover two, because those receivers are not going to be able to get upfield with him at the line of scrimmage. He's not going to allow it. I love that. You know, because cover two sometimes, Vincent, a corner may take that play off because it's not man-to-man coverage. He's got the flat zone. He has no deep responsibility. I mean, he can get lazy now, I'm telling you. But this guy is working on flattening the receiver, rerouting him, not allowing the guy to get upfield. Like I say, a safety best friend. I like, he's got great route anticipation. He play, when he's in zone, he plays with his eyes. I watch him on a highlight against Kentucky this year. He sat back, playing with his eyes. He baited the quarterback. He got real deep, Vincent. He got about 10 yards deep. He baited the quarterback to throw a quick out, broke on it, pick six. See, I like that. That's telling me something about this guy. That's telling me that he's studying the game. All right, that he's slick, that he understands zone techniques. He know how to play with his eyes. I like that about this guy, right? Now, here's the other thing I like about it. He plays with a high motor. His motor is higher than most corners now. He's got a high motor. But I can really tell the kind of motor he got when I see him playing special teams. This young man is one of the best gunners I've ever seen in college. You know who he reminds me of, Vincent? He reminds me of one of my former teammates, a guy by the name of Albert Shelley, who was like a six-time Pro Bowler on special teams. I haven't seen anybody yet to this day. And I believe right now, Shelley can come out of retirement and nobody, no two guys can stop him from getting down there on that punt return. This guy reminds me of him. Great football player, lockdown corner, plays with pain, great special teams player, and a great leader, a man of great character. I love Alante Taylor.
Go Vols, University of Tennessee. The tradition he had to live up to. Roland James. Wilbur Jones, Danny Barton, Lee Jenkins, my homeboy, Carlton Peoples, Tommy Sims, Andre Kramer out of Baltimore, Maryland, Terry McDaniel, Jeremy Lincoln, Terry Fair, Dwayne Goodich, Andre Lott, and Jason Allen. That's a tradition he has to live up to when he gets ready to get drafted in the draft in the next 3 weeks, the 2022 NFL draft. Yes, but sir, what I like about the young man, and I'm going to keep it short and sweet, 162 tackles in his career as a corner. Then I'm looking at 5 tackles for loss in his career, 6 pass breakups, 4 interceptions. As you say, 1 interception turned for a touchdown. Started 31 games. So he's got a combination of tackling, which is an A+, press coverage is an A+. And all I could think about, when you put all his skills together, and then he played on the Tennessee football team that really had a lot of issues in his 4 years. But man, when you look at him, you look at his skill set, you got to go back to Jackson State, Len Barney. You got to go back to Texas A&M, Stick'em Lester Hayes.
You're talking good now.
You got to go back to Grambling by way of the Oakland Raiders, Willie Brown. You got to go back to the 49ers and Jimmy Johnson. Your homeboy who you had on, Cincinnati's Bengals finest, Lamar Parrish.
Yes, sir.
Tackling ability. This young man gets physical in the run game.
Yes, he does.
And it's only one other person I saw get physical when he first came in the league. Was in your draft from San Fernando, California, by the way of USC, Ronnie Lott.
Ronnie Lott.
And then he got that smoothness and graciousness mm-hmm. of a young man from the state of Georgia, mm-hmm. Southern University. Mm. 76 Pittsburgh Steelers, considered one of the greatest defenses. The legend, Mel Blount.
Yes, sir.
This young man, when it's all said and done, Bobby, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if he's a Pro Bowl player mm-hmm. at any level at the corner. And as you said, a great special teams player.
Absolutely.
What more can you say about Alante Taylor? Man, final words about this young man from the University of Tennessee, Bobby.
Well, you know, there are a lot of DBs in the draft, Vincent. You know, it's been that way the last few years with the evolution of the game, the passing game, right? And so this guy, he's got first round skills, but because of everybody else in the draft, probably going to be like a third to fourth round pick, right? But whoever get this young man, they're going to get more than just a player. They're going to get more than just a corner. They're going to get an all around player that can play special teams. Hey, Vincent, wouldn't surprise me to see him do some stuff on offense. He's got great hands, you know. The more you can do. And when you got a guy with this kind of character, there's a value to having guys like this on a football team, because you know, when you got football players, you got a few knuckleheads on the team, right? And so we need guys like this to help to keep the locker room straight. And so I like this guy. I mean, he's gonna add value to whomever picks him. And then there's another thing. He went to the Senior Bowl and played extremely well, had a pick at the Senior Bowl. And so he got to show his talent. So he's going to be a great NFL player whenever he goes to the draft.
Special thanks to our producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen today here on 100 Yards Football.
Thank you, Logan.
Alante Taylor out of Manchester, Tennessee, right outside Nashville. That's all I can say. But I can say this. The state of Tennessee only has about 6 million people. Everybody knows I'm from the 901 Memphis, Tennessee. So when I think about Alante Taylor, I think about two people, Stack Records, the legend David Porter, yes, and sir. The legend Isaac Hayes.
Yes, sir.
Go back to 73, that movie Shaft. Who's that private eye that everybody's talking about? Alante Taylor is going to be that cornerback everybody's going to be talking about it in the 2022 NFL draft.
Yes, sir.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks again to Mr. Bobby Butler. And we be blessed. I'm Vincent Turner. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful week.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.